Well, by the flexing of your knees, I'm inclined to believe that, in pursuit of the light and this night's end, we're forced, once more, to descend. But being flanked on either side by black slabs that block out this one-watt sky, our guide must be the bloody smears the blazing eye occasionally sends streaking up both sides, so we, the humble pilgrims blind, in stops, in starts, are forced to pick, to poke, to stumble and approach, which means, if I am not mistaken, that wary tread has been forsaken by the street maker for quite some time. Or was there no reason to their rhyme? And the time it will take to prod away to the foot of the hill, the break of the day is, your pillow suggests, better spent getting some rest. And that murmuring pasture, sea and sky, calm kissing your brow with its whispers and sighs, causes your curtains to fall and duvet to entomb. In protest you palm press your lids till stars bloom, then wane and retreat. You're no longer alone in this street, for 2 foot from your feet, lit with one lunar glow, stands the Sandman who's come here to send you below. Shut-eyed he yawns and inhales, and, once having filled up his sails, starts to croon, singing swoonsome, so sweet and so low, that your only response is, follow. You proffer your passport. He stamps it and smiles, whispers, welcome to sleep, my exile, decays to an hourglass pile. Poised at sleep's border, venturing your last step, you forget the treachery of the street maker, too late, a misstep. And his potholed night and gradient steep prove too hard a taskmaster for ankles and feet, that having no time to question the street, stamp a foot into nothing, a nothing that shrieks.